We're here with Ray Kurzweil, and your name is synonymous with technology and music, but you also have a rich history in reading.
Well, actually, it started out in reading. My first major invention was the first printed speech reading machine for the blind. And then in the 80s, I got involved with actually e-readers for dyslexic children. And this comes out of decades of work with reading technology.
Tell us a little bit about the announcement that we had yesterday.
Well, we announced Leo, which is a result of years of work and decades of background. It's really a major leap forward in e-readers for e-books. It preserves the original format with very high-quality color graphics that the publisher intended. You can view the book in different ways, but it maintains very high-quality print, even if you zoom in on the original format. You can put in enhanced content, which a lot of, for example, textbook publishers have on the web, but it's not connected to the book. They can put that right in the book as an illustration, but now the illustration is dynamic, updatable, interactive. We have features that actually help people to read. I would say almost half the population has an issue. Children don't know how to read well yet. Older people may have vision problems. People learning English as a second language or another language. Dyslexia, dysgraphia, I mean, it's a long list of problems.
Yeah.
This will actually read for you, give you both the visual presentation and an audio presentation, and it's synchronized with synchronized highlighting. We have research that shows that actually builds your reading skills, and we can do that with an audio book and actually sync a human-read audio book to the visual form with synchronized highlighting with speech recognition, determining what word is actually being spoken.
So this year, it seems like it's the year of digital reading. It's taken off in a way that I didn't anticipate. What do you think has changed?
Well, I've written a lot about that. There are always precursors to technology. I wrote a series of articles for the Library Journal 20 years ago that in 20 years, we'd be reading off computer screens and there'd be electronic books. And they thought that was really wild stuff.
Yeah.
But now we have the enabling factors. We have displays which really look good and give you the qualities of paper. We have devices like tablets that run Windows, and but they have the size and the weight of a book. It's something you might want to curl up in bed with. There's ubiquitous high bandwidth internet, so you can download all this content.
Mm-hmm.
There's the cloud. We use the cloud to maintain your content, so you can read a book on many different devices, and it'll know exactly where you are. So these are enabling factors that have just come into place now.
And what do you think the future of reading on devices will hold for us?
Well, I actually think that periodical literature, like newspapers and magazines, are going to move very quickly because we throw that stuff away anyway.
Yeah.
And people like it to be dynamic, and it's very advertising-oriented, and you can update the ads with the enriched web content. There's going to be a major move in books. It's not going to replace paper books immediately, but you're going to see the percentage of books that are virtual, electronic books, increasing over time. Ultimately, it will be within a number of years, it'll be the main way that we read.
Any other 20-year predictions?
Well, in 20 years, we'll actually have computers that match the human brain, that'll pass the Turing test. But they're not going to compete with us. We're going to actually merge with them. We're going to put them in our bodies, keep us healthier. We're going to put them in our brains non-invasively through the bloodstream. The little computers the size of blood cells will go in our brain and actually make us smarter, put our brains on the cloud, back up our memories, make us more capable.
Nice. Well, we're going to see a demo of the reader now. So thank you for spending some time with us today.
My pleasure.
We're here with Peter Chapman from KNFB Reader, and we had an announcement last night, and you're going to show us a little demo of this. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to see here.
What you're going to see is a new reader that can show full color, full layout, and it runs under Windows.
Let's take a look here. And
okay.
What is the technology that's driving this? Is this WPF?
This is a WPF application. What you're seeing here, these are XPS documents, so we're using the XML paper specification.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, in all the Office applications, you can save out to this format.
Yeah.
And we can read those in as well.
So you could just do, you could create something in Word and save it and then view it in here.
Actually, it's really cool is you can save out a spreadsheet and bring it in here as well.
Very nice.
So what you're going to see here, you can take your PowerPoint presentations and give them that extra jazz.
Very cool.
So we're going to look at a story, a children's story here, which is from Barefoot Books. This particular story started off as a PDF. We converted it to XPS. And this publisher, it turns out, also has an audio file. So what we did is we did voice recognition on the audio file, and then we combined the two of them to create a new product, which is both the PDF plus the audio. So it's audiobooks brought to a PDF, except in our case, we're using XPS.
Great. So it's for a kid that's not ready to read yet.
Exactly.
Can read for him and
that's
learn
right.
to read.
So let me give you a demo. So all I do is I click on a word. We know where every word is inside the document for the audio. And so when I tell it to play here, and unfortunately we can't hear it here because we're on the show
it's
floor.
It's a little loud at CES.
But it's now reading to it. And if I zoom in.
That's incredible. I like that. And what about other rich media?
Well, there's a couple of things you can do with it. This is just one different way to view the content. Let me switch now to a 3D view. So now what we're doing is we're looking at the book as in a 3D space, and I can do the same experience now, but in full 3D.
Very cool.
Let's jump out and look at a different kind of book. This is a children's book, and we'll switch to a textbook. In this case, we're going to jump out to a part of the textbook which has video embedded into it. And actually, this little area here is actually a web browser, which we've brought into the page. And we're going to go out and show video off of the web.
Nice. Changes the way that textbooks work.
I wish I had it
in a big way. Yeah.
And a very similar kind of, we'll do some interactive here. This is actually Flash running inside under WPF.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're seeing here is, again, off the web. It's the same sort of web browser brought into the book. So we're taking the best of the web and the best of the print world and bringing them together. And this is fully interactive.
Parietal.
Which one was it?
Parietal.
Parietal. So we can take both the media content that comes off the web, integrate it in to create these interactive books.
Yeah.
We also run on small devices. So when you get to a smaller device, sometimes you want to look at it in this context.
Sure.
Sometimes you'd like to look at just the text and reflow it. So I'll show you that. We're going out to Twilight.
Okay.
I'm going to switch now to a view. This is Twilight the same way that you would see it if it was printed from the book. Now what I'm going to do is going to switch to a mode which we're going to reflow the text. So now here I can control the text size, because if I was on a smaller device, I might want to zoom in on the text. I might want to throw away the layout.
Yeah.
Because now I just want to see a little bit of the text at one time.
Yeah, like if I'm on a slate machine, I just want to read.
Exactly. That's right. So and now I can control the size of the text, and as I resize the screen, it reflows the text.
How low-end of a machine will it run on?
It actually runs great on little netbooks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So this application is more dependent not on the CPU.
Yeah.
It's really dependent on the graphics card, because it's built on top of DirectX technology.
Yeah.
And DirectX requires a good graphics card. So this is it's really a video game, but it's been ported as an ebook.
And your thoughts on like magazines and those types of things that we'll see in the future?
Absolutely. Anything that has rich kind of content, you'll see under Blio. So we'll soon have magazines, newspapers, and of course we already have more than 1.2 million books. And what you're going to see under Blio, what you won't see under other readers, is things that have all that rich context and all that rich media.
Yeah.
Because you can't get that on a 16-color, low-resolution device.
Yeah, and magazine publishers, it seems like they'd really like being able to choose what types of ads go in their magazines even after they're sold.
Absolutely. So it's a perfect platform for anything that you have lots of graphics.
Very cool. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
And my pleasure. Thank you.